This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the fourth week of late summer. It's the third week of the restless billy goat moon and the second week of the sun in Virgo. In the transition from summer to fall, from Leo to Virgo in the sky, some visual anchors on Earth are clear. In the roadsides, those anchors are the tall goldenrod, the white boneset, the purple New England asters, and new beggar ticks. In the woods, zigzag goldenrod, white snake root complement the small flowered white and violet asters. Yellow and orange touch-me-not flowers turn to brittle pods that shoot out their seeds when you squeeze them. In the garden, roses, virgin's bower, butterfly bush, and Russian sage are still flowering, and they hide the loss of lilies and coneflowers. The forest canopy reveals its vulnerability now. Ashes, buckeye trees, and box elders browning early. Black walnut trees shedding. And these last constants of the year are set against the changing farmland patchwork of yellowing soybeans and drying corn stalks and empty wheat fields. And the final weeks of this year's summer coincide with the first days of the season of second spring, a season that sometimes lasts until the end of winter. March's henbit comes up in the garden, initiating its 8-month season of steady growth. Next May's sweet rockets and sweet Sicily grow back, and next July's avens sends up fresh basil leaves. Mint and watercress grow back in the brooks and springs. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the fifth week of late summer. In the meantime, wander in the closest woods or field and look for touch-me-nots to pop.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.
Poor Will's Almanac is presented by Five Rivers Metro Parks, fostering physical and mental health through outdoor activities.